Welcome to Next Day Prep. What we are watching tomorrow.
What a day for the bulls. After a shaky start, the market just ripped higher, closing on a really strong note.
A strong note is an understatement. The S&P 500 just printed a new record closing high at 6,502. And this wasn't just a handful of mega caps dragging the market up like we saw yesterday. This felt much broader.
Exactly. 10 of the 11 S&P sectors finished in the green. The market-weighted index only barely beat the equal-weighted one. That tells you the rally has legs. The small caps and mid caps even joined the party in a big way.
So what was the fuel for this fire? It seems like all eyes are back on the Fed.
100%. The market is now pricing in a 97.4% probability of a rate cut in September. That's practically a done deal in the market's eyes. The economic data today really sealed it.
Right. The ADP employment number came in softer than expected. And the ISM services report, while showing accelerating activity, also showed its employment index contracting for the third straight month.
That's the sweet spot, you know? A cooling labor market without a full-blown recession. It gives the Fed the green light. Then you had New York Fed President John Williams basically confirming it, saying he sees rates moving toward more neutral levels. The bond market loved it, with the 10-year yield dropping to 4.18%.
And that sentiment cascaded right into the sector leadership. Let's talk about the big winner on the day, consumer discretionary, up over 2%.
It was a monster move, led by its biggest component, Amazon, which surged over 4%. But it wasn't just Amazon. The entire retail space caught a massive bid, thanks to American Eagle.
Wow, AEO stock was up almost 38%. That's an explosive reaction to earnings.
It was a huge beat, and that positive sentiment just rippled across the entire sector. The retail ETF, XRT, jumped 2.6%. It shows that the consumer might be more resilient than people think, especially in certain pockets.
That lower rate narrative also lit a fire under the home builders, right? The ITB ETF was up 3%.
Absolutely. Lower mortgage rates are the lifeblood for that industry. We also saw continued strength in communication services, with names like Meta and Netflix pushing higher. That sector's having a fantastic week.
Okay, we have to talk about the individual standout of the day. Ciena. The stock just exploded, up over 23% to multi-decade highs. What is going on there?
This is a pure AI infrastructure play. Ciena makes the high-speed optical gear that is the backbone of these massive data centers. They delivered a resounding beat-and-raise quarter. Revenue growth accelerated to its strongest pace in over 5 years.
And it's all about the hyperscalers, the big cloud providers buying their equipment?
Precisely. Their direct cloud provider revenue almost doubled year over year. They're winning huge deals for their next-gen optical platforms that are critical for AI workloads. The CEO said they have visibility well into 2026. This is a company firing on all cylinders in the middle of the biggest tech build-out we've ever seen.
Incredible. All right, that was today's tape. Let's pivot to tomorrow's game plan. For traders looking at stocks that are already working, what's on your continuation watch list?
I'm staying focused on tech, specifically the semiconductor space. A name like ASML is showing consistent upward momentum on increasing volume. It's holding above support around 753 and looks ready to test resistance at 765, maybe even 770.
Okay, so a strong name in a strong group. What else?
Another one is Monolithic Power Systems, ticker MPWR. It just had a powerful breakout on a huge volume surge. That signals real institutional interest. I'd watch for a small pullback toward the 843 level as an entry, with a primary target of 850.
Got it. Now, what about anticipation setups? Stocks that are coiling and look ready to make a move but haven't broken out just yet.
I'm watching names like HubSpot, ticker Hubs, and Insmed, INSM. They're building solid bases. But another one that just broke out and is confirming strength is Google. It's pushing through resistance. I'd look for entries near support at 230, targeting a move towards 233 and then 234.50.
I see. So it's about finding that point where anticipation turns into continuation.
That's the game. And also MongoDB, ticker MDB. It's another name that just broke above resistance and looks ready to accelerate. You could watch for a pullback to the 318 area, which was previous resistance, to act as new support for a move toward 324.
This is all great tactical info. But let's pull back to the macro view. Is there any reason for caution here? Any yellow flags?
Yes, and it's an important one. Today's big rally came on lighter than average volume, That suggests some lack of conviction. It means we're not seeing everyone pile in just yet. It doesn't mean the rally will fail, but it means we have to be disciplined and watch our levels closely.
Okay, so let's put some hard numbers on that. What are the key levels you're watching for the S&P 500 and NASDAQ 100 ETFs tomorrow?
For the SPY, near-term support is right around 647. We need to see that hold. The big psychological resistance level is that 650 mark. For the QQQ, immediate support is at 574. We need the bulls to defend that level. On the upside, resistance is waiting near 576.
Perfect. So the final takeaway for traders heading into the next session. The market has a strong tailwind from rate cut expectations. Leadership from tech and discretionary is clear, but keep an eye on volume and those key index levels.
That's the plan. Stay with what's working, manage your risk, and don't fight the tape unless it gives you a clear reason to.
Excellent insights. That's all the time we have for next day prep. We'll see you tomorrow. Good luck and trade safe.